This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're on the, this week, 4th of July holiday. Exciting to get together with family, friends, etc. And enjoy the holiday, the history of the holiday, and what has happened with our country in these days, right? So, anyways, it'll be a good time to enjoy. So, we've talked a lot about fungus. We've talked a lot about just getting ready for the heat, right? What else is there? You know, this is the time of year where we've done a lot of the work in our gardens. We've done a lot of work out there. What else can be done? Well, now that this is the time that we are out in the yard, you know, barbecuing, enjoying the time outside, because this time of year, obviously we can, we need to be worried about mosquitoes, ticks, all those types of things that are out there, right? Now, you know, mosquitoes are probably our number one because of being able to see them just all over the place kind of happening, right? But ticks probably actually the number one because we can't see them. And then it's checking after the fact to see what's going on, right? So Natural Alternative has a great product out there called Mosquito, Tick, and Flea Control. It's a hose end sprayer. It's 100% organic. And, you know, it can be sprayed out there in the yard so that you can enjoy your time out there. You know, the great thing is there's no actual time frame that you need to wait before, you know, going in it, like some others, right? Some others will say wait 24 hours. This one, there's no real wait time, but it is recommended so that everything can sit and get settled, is to wait about 10 minutes on a sunny day before you go in there. Yeah, it's huge wait, I know. But you want to spray, you know, everything till it's wet, not saturated, right? So there's a little bit of a difference between, you know, spraying a plant for an insect than this product, right? Because when we have an insect on a plant, we want to saturate it. We want it to drip. But this area, this product, is you treat until foliage or lawn is wet, but not saturated. So we're not looking to soak it in. Now, this product here covers 10,000 square feet. And they really recommend doing it every 3 to 4 weeks or reapplying after a heavy rain. And they also say do not apply when rain is expected within 12 hours. So, it's interesting. You're using less of the product, but it's doing well and it's organic. So it's definitely number one thoughts on there, because you're going to be in the area. You know, obviously, you can use some of the other products out there, but this one I find is the best organic control out there. So be looking at the natural alternative organic mosquito, tick, and flea control spray. An 8-ounce bottle does 10,000 square feet. It's a big area, especially if you're trying to just take control of, you know, the area that you're maybe barbecuing in or, you know, around the fire pit, one of those types of things. Now, some other things we should be doing when it comes to mosquitoes, right? We talked the past couple weeks with Summit Responsible Solutions in regards to what they can do to prevent. But we'll get into that. But I found some things that were interesting, right? Some of the mosquitoes they were talking about, that mosquito larvae can, the mosquitoes can be, create, I believe it was 10,000 mosquitoes in a thimble full of water that sits for 10 days. A thimble full. This is nothing. This is absolutely nothing. So preventative is definitely the way we want to look at doing. And so that's why we talk about sprays. We want to talk about looking at areas that are full of water, right? It's not just your bird bath or the pond in the yard or something like that. Look at your rain barrels. Look at your gutters. Right? If the gutters have issues where they are just, water is just sitting, that's another thing to be looking at. Right? That's another spot where mosquito larvae can just sit and it become the nuisance that it is. So for preventative types, we look at mosquito dunks or mosquito bits, right? The dunks kind of look like little mini donuts. Don't eat them. I mean, they are organic, but I wouldn't recommend eating them. But they look like that little donut. So play on it. It's a dunk that you can actually put into a body of water, right? Like you can put it in a little stream, you can put it in a pond that you have in the house, you can put it in the rain barrel, you can put it in all these things, so that it will break down over time. And the dunk will continuously kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or more in those areas. So really, something to be thinking about. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Deb's in Manchester.
Deb, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning. I'm calling with a question. Hope you can help me out.
Sure.
I have a red Japanese maple. It's probably about 5 years old. Never had a problem with it. And this year, I'm noticing there's brown spots on the leaves and then holes that are forming, like, something to be eating it, I think, but I cannot see anything visible in terms of bugs or mites or anything like that. So I was reading up on it, and some references say to spray it with neem oil. Another one say don't. It's toxic. So I'm just looking for some guidance on how to save my tree before it gets eaten away.
Okay. Now, my question for you with the with the holes that are on them, are they on the center of the leaves, or does it look like they're being chewed on from the outside?
It looks like, well, I'm looking at a leaf right now. I guess it starts on the outside, but it seems to basically make its way over the whole leaf over time because they just kind of split.
Okay, so it's more of, it would almost, as it starts, turn yellow or lighten, and then from there kind of turn into brown and then kind of fall out, would you say?
Yeah, I guess it's yellow, but it's mostly brown, and some of them are on the outside, but some of them on the center, too, actually.
Yeah, so what it is it's a piercing, sucking type insect, most likely doing this, right, versus a chewing insect. So a piercing, sucking type insect, we're looking at using like an oil-based product. So a neem oil would be fine. Go ahead. Sorry.
So again, some references say don't use it. They're very sensitive leaves, but you're recommending. I have some in my garage, so I'll be happy to use it.
Well, so you know, there's a little bit more to it. So hang tight for me, because I'm gonna hit a break. I don't want to start the conversation then get broken up here. So
okay, I'll hang.
We're gonna take the break. When we get back, we'll discuss, you know, what else can be done for the insects that are attacking this maple. So anybody else, the phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
All too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Deb in regards to her Japanese maple that has some insect damage, most likely here, and what to use. So one of the things, you know, I started off talking about the neem oil. But one of the things is, and you had mentioned that, you know, simple Google searches will say don't use it on this. Well, this is the way I see it. A lot of the Japanese maples that are sensitive to it is when they're forming their new leaves and the very young leaves are forming. So that's where it sometimes has the issue. That being said, we want to stay in the oil family to take care of what's going on with the insect control. So a neem oil isn't necessarily the one to use. And I was also going to say, when a tree like that, you know, you said it was only 4 or 5 years old. So it's small, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I was originally going to say, because I wasn't thinking, was, you know, a Japanese maple, sometimes when they're very big, you need something with like a hose end to spray everything, because you can sit there with the trigger spray and it just takes forever. And neem oil doesn't really have a hose end spray. So that's why I was going to say I wouldn't be using it for that reason. But the sensitivity to some of the younger leaves could cause some damage. Now, the way to look at it then is say, all right, I want to stick with the oils and then look at the horticultural oil or the all seasons oil. It's a spray. It's just an oil-based. And what the oil does is the oil suffocates those insects. The major insects that really will affect Japanese maples are aphids. It just went out my head. Aphids are the major damage. There's also some mealybugs maybe mites on there. And the thing about it is the aphids and mites, even if it could have like white fly on it, those are the ones that are treated by an oil. So you could just use a horticultural oil for it. The major thing, though, with that is oils and heat don't mix. right? And we're looking at middle of this upcoming week. She'd want to do it, you know, the next day or two. But it's looking like the heat over 85 into the 90s is going to be around Thursday, Friday. She would never want to spray it on a day where it's 85 or hotter. Because we're putting an oil on the plant, and that oil gets hit by the sun and the heat, and it can actually do more damage than good. The other thing I'd look for you to do is spray in the morning or in the evening, right? That way you're not affecting any beneficial insects that are there. So most likely at night would probably be, you know, dusk. Dawn, at the end of the day, right? So all the bees, all, you know, beneficial insects have gone back to where they need to go, and then you protect the plant that way. Another thing that is recommended out there is to actually spray down the plant with just water at first. Mm-hmm. Wash the plant to get rid of anything that's there, so it'll affect it. So then when you spray it and they come back, they get the spray on them and it suffocates them. So that's part of it, right? So basically wash the plant down and then spray it with an oil. If you wanted to go the chemical route, you could use a product like 8. 8's a product that you can use that is an all-purpose insect killer. So if you have that at home, that would be fine. I would do the same thing.
Yeah. What was that product? The 8? Insect killer.
So it's the number 8. It's just spelled out on the bottle. It's from Bonide. But that would be one where I would still wash the whole plant and then spray. The thing about 8 is it has more of a residual and it'll last for 4 weeks, whereas a horticultural oil only has a residual for about 10 days, right?
Okay.
So you might need to spray more often, and it might not immediately do some damage to those insects that are there. So that's why looking at 8 sometimes is the way to go to if you have a very heavy infestation where most of those leaves have issues. Okay?
Awesome. Great.
All right, Deb.
I appreciate it.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update.
We will not stop until we find those cowards who decided to just shoot dozens of people, causing 2 people to lose their lives, and we're going to be here until we find them.
You're listening to Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott. After a mass shooting in his city, at least 2 people have been killed, dozens of others injured in South Baltimore. Witnesses there are saying that hundreds of people were gathered for an event called Brooklyn Day, and some say they heard up to 20 to 30 shots fired. We turn now to politics and the 2024 campaign, a busy 4th of July weekend for Republican candidates who are running. Former President Trump holding a rally in Pickens, South Carolina. Some supporters say they'd love to see him pick Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis as his running mate.
In my opinion, I think Ron DeSantis and Trump need to run together. I mean, everybody likes either one, but if they came together, I mean, they'd be strong.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
I purchased the natural alternative mosquito tick and flea control.
Okay.
And so I have my little 8-ounce bottle, and this is going to sound like a silly question, and I have the attachment to put with a hose.
Yep.
But how do I use it so that it actually covers the area I want to cover? Like, you know, I think it's good for, I could use half or 5,000 square feet, or if I sprayed every last thing, including the vegetable garden, and I don't know if I should.
Okay.
Maybe I'd use the whole bottle. But how do I actually know that I'm allocating it in the right way when it's attached to the hose?
Yep.
I have no idea.
So there is the applicator on the inside of the bottle. So the hose that comes in and the top attachment knows exactly how much to mix based on water, et cetera. So what I would do so you know that you maximize the area is a couple things, right? So I have always done it this way. You're looking to do it after like a heavy rain, or if you maybe watered an area heavily in that whole entire area the night before. Here's the reason why I'm saying that.
Okay.
If the areas are really dry, the water that is mixed from it is going to absorb right into the plant a lot quicker and not sit, creating a barrier, not slowly seep into where it needs to be and kill the mosquitoes, ticks, etc. So it needs a little bit of moisture on the ground. I'm not saying that the ground needs to be like soaked. I'm not saying that it needs to be flooded or anything like that, but it is best to do after like a heavy rain or a heavy watering. And so you're going to look for areas that water has sat, or areas that get more shade. Areas that don't get a lot of wind. So here's some of those reasons. First, insects like to stay away from the sun as much as possible. So shady areas, they tend to have bigger colonies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking to spray into the wooded areas, onto our plants, even around the house. Not as much like the lawn, right?
Okay.
So in ticks in general, let's just, because you have the mosquito, tick, and flea control. Ticks are lazy insects. They do not like the sun. They like the shade. And mostly our lawns are cut so that they're lower and they don't have the high grass.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the sun usually beats down on them more. Which then means the tick is not going to hang out in that area because, again, it is lazy. It literally waits for you to walk by, and then as you brush up against it, it gets to you, right? It comes mm-hmm. onto you. It doesn't jump. I said jump once, and somebody actually almost like jumped down my throat about it. So I will not say that ticks jump. They actually, yeah. As you walk by them and you rub up against them, that's how they get to you. So they're lazy, and they want shady areas. And then I also mentioned an area that doesn't get, if it doesn't get a lot of wind. Because mosquitoes actually are bad flyers, right? They don't seem that way when it's calm and, everything. But if you ever think about it, in a windy day, the mosquitoes really aren't bothering you. It's because the wind actually affects their flight pattern, and they can't actually fly. So they're not most likely not to be in areas that might be really heavily wind areas.
Mm-hmm.
So we've cut out the lawn. So pretty much the lawn is not an area that we would want to spray for mosquitoes unless you have areas where water might have sat, right?
Okay.
So cut out the lawn, which means you're going to get even more coverage than you're looking for. Now, there's no way to say, all right, if I stand here for 10 seconds and spray this area, I've got enough that it's going to do 10,000 square feet. There's no physical way to say that.
No.
But the application rate will be the right way as you spray all the way around until the bottle is empty of the solution. Right, so I would look at your area, and you probably would have an idea of how much of the square footage you have, right? And say, I'm going to do 5,000 square feet today because that's all I need to do. One thing I would recommend is going around the perimeter of the house if you have shrubs and trees around the base of the house, right? By the foundation, because that's a shady area underneath for some of the plants. And a lot of times if we have water that drips down from gutters, or if you don't have gutters, they just come off the roof, those areas, water sits, allows mosquitoes to form, etc. You'll also want to spray in areas, again, that had, a water source near it that might have been sitting. Because a thimble full of water can cause, up to, I think it's like 10,000 mosquito larvae, right? And so wet areas are where they're going to start and form and hang out. So that's why you would spray some of those areas as well. I wouldn't worry about your vegetable garden as much. Because it's in a sunny area. When you're watering, the water saturates the soil. The other one would be to do the perimeter of the yard if it goes into a wooded area. Right? So if you have a wooded area in the back of the house, side of the house, or all the way around, spraying the first 10 to 15 feet in there. And I would just do it walk at a walking pace around the house, right? Not like sitting at, every 10 feet and just spraying. If you have the hose that can walk with you, start spraying the area, slowly move your hands, You're not going too fast, but slowly move the hand and just get that area as you walk through. And you should be able to get that 10,000 square feet without an issue. Again, there's no actual way to say, all right, I've hit 10,000 feet, I'm done, other than seeing that the bottle is empty.
Right.
There's no way of saying that you've hit 5,000 square feet without knowing how much you've sprayed. Right. And that you could tell by the bottle, because the bottle will be like half empty. And then you know you've done about 5,000 square feet. But the best way to do it is get the areas where they're going to be as well. Do you have a fence around the house or if anything along those lines?
I have a fence and arborvitaes. I don't have anything wooded. I've got some hay bales.
Yep.
I'm on a half acre or so with the house and the buildings and everything. So I could go around the perimeter of the property. I could go around the perimeter of the house.
Yep. Those are things I would definitely do.
Trees, go around the base of a couple of trees.
You could. I'd also do an area that you might spend time outside in. You know, like if you have a patio out there, you know, and it's got some plants around it, you know, spray that. The big thing, too, is spraying a lot of the vertical spaces sometimes, because the mosquitoes will fly to vertical spaces and land versus horizontal. They like the more of the vertical spaces. So, the fence posts, some of those, it's just a nice spray down of the fence because some of them can live there. Or also land there and get the solution on them. You can also, like I said, spray around that patio that you're going to be spending time on, or the areas that you're going to be spending the most time. The downfall of all of this is you can spray all these areas, and if your neighbor's not doing anything and they have wet areas, they might still show up, right?
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind, but it's definitely... There's no real way to say this is the amount, but if you kind of get an idea of how much square footage you're spraying, you can pace yourself as how fast to do it. And again, we're not saturating the ground. Like, we're not soaking the ground. We're getting a coating over the top to keep, to get that, like, little bit of a barrier to kill the insect that way.
Okay, so I need to wait for a rain. So a heavy dew in the morning doesn't count because it's
no, a heavy dew I think would be fine. I think a heavy dew would be fine, like if it's a real heavy dew. But I think the biggest thing, the reason why I bring up the, a rain like that is just like when we are putting a fertilizer down on a plant, right? We want to water before we fertilize. So that fertilizer slowly absorbs into the plant versus going right through because it's really dry. I'm just afraid if the ground is super dry to the point where it's like drought conditions, the water that you've mixed with the formulation here could actually just go through the soil quickly versus create that barrier. So that's why I was bringing up where my concern is.
Okay.
Yeah. And now, real quick, just one other thing, just to think about this is when it comes to the mosquitoes. Now, it sounds a little crazy, but I've heard this from a number of people and I've seen it work. Is say you're spending time on the patio and you're having a barbecue and you know that there's mosquitoes kind of coming around. Get a fan. And put a fan and oscillate it around the patio. Because what it does is, like I said earlier, mosquitoes are bad flyers. And so it keeps them out of the way and makes it so they can't really come in that area. So just another thought, a little tip when it comes to the mosquitoes.
That sounds great. I just want to, I think I... read all I can and done all I can.
Yeah.
I don't have groundhogs, but they're across the street, and they were in my backside neighbors. One was at the yard.
Yep.
He has dogs. I think if they come back across the street, they're more likely to be in my yard. And I've combined every repellent recommended, except I haven't gotten geranium oil, and I've tried blood, and I've done the purchased repellent, and garlic, and hot peppers, and Epsom salts, and you name it. I put it all together and sped it around. And I'm not in a position to do what I know works, which is the fencing.
Yep.
But is there anything else? I mean, if they come in the yard, they're going to level my whole vegetable garden. You know, they do that in the night.
Yeah. So, I mean, I
know they're tough.
You know, one of the things with repellents is just being consistent and constantly reapplying if we have heavy rains or anything along those lines, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we've had tons of heavy rains in the past couple weeks. And
yeah.
So reapplying is the major thing here because heavy rains wash it out. And then the repellent that you've done and all this work isn't working. So that's the biggest thing. I think dried blood is one of the ways to go, in my opinion. I can go over some more on the other side of the break because we're going to hit it right now. So we will be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Richard's in Canton.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have three questions.
Okay.
The first is, what is the best time of year to dethatch a lawn?
So either spring or fall, although I think you could probably do it right now without a huge issue, depending upon the reasons behind it. If you have an issue that you're trying to just take care of, I think you'd be able to do it now. But the rule of thumb, if you will, is spring or fall.
Okay, so if I'm doing that sometime in September, or should I wait like into October?
September would be fine.
September, okay.
Yep.
And the second thing is, I have a row of Blue Star junipers that I haven't fertilized yet this year. The work that I was doing around the yard, I never got to doing that. Can I fertilize those with a light application of 10-10-10 now, or should I be waiting until the fall to do that?
You can do a light application now of a 10-10-10 just to give them something, because we are, you know, I really feel as though we'll probably hit a drought in the next couple weeks. And so anything you can do to help them get ready for that at this point, again, I wouldn't do, you know, a 10-10-10, you don't need a lot anyways, but I wouldn't go crazy on the amount that I use because of the fact that the heat is coming. So I would definitely, you know, I see no problem in you doing it. I wouldn't go crazy on the amounts.
All right. One of the things that I'm not having a whole lot of success with is that I have daylilies. It's the Francis Hall daylily.
Okay.
And the problem that I'm having with them is that they're growing well, but they're simply not blooming, and they're not putting out flowers. Last year I had a few. This year, at this point in the growing season, I don't have any, while my neighbors have them flying out of the ground all over the place.
Gotcha.
So what I've been thinking of doing is using a bloom booster, but I'm not sure if that's the right direction to go in at this point, or if there's something else going on.
Okay. So one of the things, using a bloom booster, when you're seeing the buds form and when it's flowering, is the best time to use a bloom booster, right? So the reason being is if there's no blooms to boost, if you will, the plant is going to absorb those nutrients and put that towards, its root system, versus the actual blooms. It doesn't, it's going to use it where it can. And so that's why a lot of times with a bloom booster, we want to use it when there's some sort of blossom already popping on it. What I would suggest doing for next year is looking at putting like a super phosphate around those daylilies, right? So super phosphate helps really establish a thicker root system, which then pushes the blossoms even more. So I would look at doing something like that in the spring of next year to help with it. That bloom booster, I don't see a problem trying it, especially if you already have a few buds, which it sounds like you do. What it could end up doing is help prolong the buds that are there, which would allow the plant to have more pollinators to allow the plant to become pollinated and stronger.
That's very helpful. So if I'm trying to get any of the plants set up for flower production next year, the time to do it, really, the product to use really is a super phosphate.
Yep, and using it in the spring, the early season, so it has time to really get in there and do what it needs to do to help establish the plant.
Okay.
All right.
Now, the interesting...
I have to hit a break here. So if you want to hang tight on the other side, we'll get some more information. We'll be back in a few.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.